Hello, this is Shubhang from NewsLaundry.com, bringing you your daily dose of news. Today is Monday, the 25th of December. NewsClick HR head Amit Chakravarti today moved a Delhi court to turn approver in the case against the news media outlet. Chakravarti and NewsClick founder Prabir Purkayastha have been in custody since the 3rd of October in a UAPA case. The Delhi Police Special Cell had registered an FIR against NewsClick in August, alleging that the news outlet received foreign funds from Chinese agents to spread anti-India propaganda. The special cell had conducted searches across 50 locations in Delhi and Mumbai. Moving an application in the Patiala House Court before Special Judge Hardeep Kaur, Chakravarti sought pardon and claimed to have material information. He reportedly said that he is willing to disclose this information to the Delhi police. Last week, the Patiala House Court extended Purkayastha and Chakravarti's judicial custody by 60 more days. This was done to allow the Delhi police more time to complete its investigation into NewsClick. The Delhi police's allegations against NewsClick include discrediting the government's effort during the coronavirus pandemic and showing Kashmir and Arunachal Pradesh as not parts of India. Since October, numerous Indian journalists and media persons, as well as international bodies for journalists, have released statements criticizing the action against NewsClick. Today, former Jammu and Kashmir Chief Minister Mehbooba Mufti was put under house arrest, the Indian Express reported. This was reportedly done to prevent her from visiting Suran Court, the site where three men picked up for questioning by the army were found dead with multiple injuries. Eight people were detained after an ambush attack on the 21st of December in the Poonch-Rajouri area, in which four army officers were killed. However, just a day later, on the 22nd of December, three of the eight were found dead in the Topapir area. Mehbooba Mufti's house arrest comes one day after she posted about the incident on X. In her tweet, the former CM said, and I quote, "Innocent people have become collateral damage to maintain the facade of normalcy touted by GOI. One doesn't know what to condemn more. Killing of five army jawans who laid their lives in the line of their duty, or civilians tortured to death in the most barbaric way by those supposed to protect us from the enemy. Every life in JNK is in peril, and GOI wants to brush everything under the carpet only because the ground reality will puncture their fake narrative. How long will this go on before the country wakes up?" Unquote. The Hindu cited official sources to state that an FIR was filed at the Suran Court police station in Poonch under Section 302 of the IPC over the three deaths. 28 ministers have been inducted in the first ever expansion of the Mohan Yadav cabinet in Madhya Pradesh. The appointments include 18 new cabinet members and 10 ministers of state. The six ministers of state with an independent charge are Krishna Gaur, Dharmendra Lodi, Dilip Jaiswal, Gautam Tetwal, Lakhan Patel and Narayan Panwar. Four other BJP leaders, Radha Singh, Pratima Bagri, Dilip Ahirwar and Narendra Shivaji Patel, were sworn in as state ministers. The Mohan Yadav cabinet now includes prominent faces such as Kailash Vijayvargiya, Vishwas Sarang and Prahlad Patel. After the oath-taking ceremony in MP, Union Minister Jyotiraditya Sindhya said on X, and I quote, "I am confident that under the leadership of CM Yadav, this government will ensure all-round development of Madhya Pradesh," unquote. Mohan Yadav was appointed as the new chief minister, replacing four-time CM Shivraj Singh Chauhan, likely to offset an anti-incumbency sentiment ahead of the 2024 general elections. Yadav is an OBC leader closely associated with the RSS. Listeners, we are just days away from the Ram Temple inauguration. But what does it mean for the town's thousands of residents and its economic, social and political milieus? What will the culmination of the long-standing struggle for the Ram Temple look like? Shweta Desai and Basant Kumar will try to answer these questions through ground reports and a video in English and Hindi. Contribute to our new NL Sena project titled The New Ayodhya. We depend on you to help us tell this story. I also want to remind you listeners that News Laundry and the journalism we practice would not have been possible without your support. Continue supporting News Laundry so we can bring you even better coverage. Head on to newslaundry.com, pick a contribution amount of your choice and power our journalism. 2 days after a chemical tanker was attacked by a drone strike in the Indian Ocean, Iran has dismissed allegations by the US holding it responsible for the attack. As we had mentioned on this podcast on Saturday, the tanker was attacked on the 23rd of December, 200 nautical miles southwest of the coast of Gujarat in the Arabian Sea. The drone attack caused a fire on board the vessel, which was brought under control without any harm to the crew. Yesterday, the US Department of Defense had told Reuters that the ship was attacked by a one-way drone launched from Iran. However, today, a spokesperson for Iran's foreign ministry called the US accusation baseless. Indian Coast Guard ship ICGS Vikram escorted the chemical tanker towards Mumbai. According to ANI citing officials, Dornier aircraft were flown to keep an eye on other merchant ships in the Arabian Sea and to conduct surveillance. A Gabon-flagged oil tanker with Indian crew was also attacked in the southern Red Sea by a one-way drone allegedly fired by Yemen's Houthi militants. The ship was en route to India at the time of the attack. The USS Laboon, which was patrolling the area, responded to distress calls from the ship after the attack. According to sources quoted by The Hindu, no injuries were reported from the attack and the vessel is on its way to India. In one of the deadliest attacks on the Gaza Strip, at least 70 people were killed after an Israeli airstrike in Al-Maghazi refugee camp. According to the BBC, quoting a spokesperson of Gaza's health ministry, a densely populated residential block was destroyed in the attack, injuring and killing numerous Palestinians. Dozens injured from the attack were taken to the nearby Al-Aqsa Hospital. Footage from the hospital showed injured children and body bags piled outside. Meanwhile, the BBC also reported that the Israeli military was looking into reports of the attack. According to Al Jazeera, the health ministry spokesman also said, and I quote, "What is happening at the Maghazi camp is a massacre that is being committed on a crowded residential square," unquote. With several houses destroyed in the attack, the casualties are likely to rise as families dig through the rubble to find survivors. According to Al Jazeera reporter Hani Mahmood, the airstrikes on Maghazi and Buraj refugee camps have killed 100 people overnight in Gaza, mostly women and children. The conflict between Hamas and Israel began on the 7th of October when Hamas militants infiltrated the Israeli border, killed over 1,000 people and took more than 230 hostages. In the subsequent air and ground attacks on the Gaza Strip since then, Israeli defense forces have killed over 20,400 people. That's all the news we have for you today. Have a good day or a good night, depending on where you're listening from. Have a Merry Christmas, listeners. See you tomorrow.
News Laundry is possible because of our paying subscribers. We don't run on corporate or government ads. You too can be part of changing the news model. Go to newslaundry.com/subscription. Be a part of the community that pays to keep news independent.
For the smoothest News Laundry experience, download our app. Watch our shows, listen to our podcasts, read our reports. Stay informed. Pay for news, protect democracy, save the world.